This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I think I want to know if you're that exceptional American. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. It is another incredible news day. The fight between the cats and the dogs and the big dog, actually. We're talking about Pelosi and Chucky Schumer and Donald Trump with, of course, the the man of the hour, Michael Pence, as the referee, the official, the head nodder, going back and forth. It's like a tennis match. His head was on a swivel yesterday in this 17-minute shouting match, if you will, between Pelosi and Schumer and Donald Trump. Anyway, it was quite the scene. You know, next time you're invited to the White House, you know, get your body armor on because the president's going to take you down. Chuck E. Schumer looking very, very bad. It's interesting the way that they were seated. The guests were seated in couches, so they naturally had this, their rear ends kind of sank to the back of the couch, which is what happened with Chuck E. Schumer. His body language was terrible. It was obviously puckered up. I mean, really puckered up, you know where. And Nancy Pelosi was, I guess you would say, she's kind of a cat fighter. She came for bear, and she kind of took it on a little bit. But the most composed one, I think, was composed like a mannequin, was Mike Pence. I mean, Vice President Pence. I mean, it was pretty. Anyway, we've got the visuals. We've got everything going on for you here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to cover that. Scott Adams is going to be joining us in the second hour. We'll get more into the detail, into the woods of what that was all about. It was a shouting match, and it was. I think it was wonderful. And, of course, the two did not want to be there. You can tell that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer did not want this. They kept calling, we need to take this in private and negotiate. And he's going, hey, it's called transparency. I mean, if they haven't figured it out, Donald Trump conducts most of his meetings in public with the video, with all the cameras there. That's the most transparent guy that we've ever had in the presidency. And when he goes in with his executive officers, and they all sit down and meet, well, it's most of the time, unless they're talking about something top secret and then the press is right there. What did they expect? Did they expect this guy to really hide with them? Oh, let's talk about this in secret. I'll join in on your secrecy. No transparency there. Right. Donald Trump. That's right. Of course, what they don't understand, this guy's a reality TV show host. Come on. I mean, it's just a natural that he would have these guys out there in front of everybody in the nation for everybody to see. And what they saw was like, wow, these people really are about hiding and no transparency. They didn't want to be there. They said they didn't want to be there. They want to take it in private. No, don't take it in private. Why? These are things that are all should be done. You're out there hammering the guy in public. Can't you take a girlfriend when all of a sudden he's there right in your face? Or Chuck E. Schumer. I'm sorry. I was not referencing girlfriend to Chuck E. Schumer. It was to Nancy Pelosi. So I don't want to be, I say boyfriend. I don't want to be disparaging in any way, shape, or form. But, it was a wonderful, I think it was wonderful to see. I loved it. And, Donald Trump, nobody was backing down. I mean, they were in bad positions. I mean, the seating, when you come to a meeting and you get into a room with a meeting, make sure you know where you're going to be seated and how it's going to appear, okay? And fight for the best possible place for you, because Chuck E. Schumer just walked right in. They walk in and they're thinking, oh, well, the cameras are here. Let's get comfortable and let's have the little show thing going on. We met. Uh-oh, we're meeting now. I mean, the surprise on these guys is it was not like, oh, my God, we're actually meeting. It's transparency. And, they had some arguments. They were skilled. But the setup was complete. And talk about an abysmal performance by them. Their body language. See, this is a Nixon-Kennedy moment. This is what kicked it off for me as a kid in politics. Clearly this. Here you had Nancy Pelosi and you had Chuck Schumer, who were not expected to be on camera. And guess what? They were on camera for a longer time than they thought. And it got into negotiations, which they were very uncomfortable with, which, again, if you watch you go back and take a clip, just watch for 5 minutes, if you will, the Nixon-Kennedy debate in 1960, the first time a televised debate was ever happening in the nation's history for a presidential race. And Nixon and Kennedy comes out with a black suit on, black and white TV, guys. Come on, think about it. And then Nixon comes out with a beige, almost like seersucker suit, and sweating. I mean, sweating, really bad sweat, bad visuals, And of course, back then, the lights were very hot in these studios, of course. And I blame it on the light, but he was still sweating, and it made him look visually bad. And some people will say, in fact, it was my stepfather who said, God, Nixon, he was listening on KFI radio, I'll never forget, he was listening to the debate, and he said, gosh, that Nixon, he sure tore up Kennedy. Well, my mom and my brother are looking at each other like, wow, he obviously didn't see the debate. And Nixon looked terrible. Well, this is what this is. It's a Nixon-Kennedy moment. They looked terrible. I mean, even their arguments, they had good arguments. I'm telling you, I think they had, from their position, I'm not supporting any of it, of course, but from their position, they had the arguments to come back to him. But because of the way they were seated and because they were totally caught off guard about the fact that the press was going to remain in the room, they were like going, oh, my God. And so Trump walks away with it, in my opinion. He walks away with it. And he may have been weak on some of the substance, but he walks away with it. Just like Nixon was strong on a lot of substance, but he was weak on the appearance of it all, and that is a problem for all these folks. Now, I mean, talk about checkmate. I mean, it was just an amazing performance. So 17 minutes of that. We're going to get into that a little bit more in the second hour with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. Other things going on, though, Theresa May's Brexit plan. She faces a no-confidence vote, with a no-confidence vote coming up for her. It's not going to be a good deal. The no-confidence vote means that she's going to be out as a prime minister. And the conservatives that are over there are just going nuts because she has sold them out. And, you know, it just doesn't work that way in Great Britain. They don't want to be sold out, and they got sold out. They were sold out when this whole thing happened back in the day with the European Union. And then here she comes. She's selling them out on the deal by having too many hooks still back in to the European Union legal system, which they don't want to be a part of. They certainly don't want any part of the immigration policies of the EU, which has basically been open borders, totalitarian globalism business, right? Viva la France, the Yellow Vesters. By the way, yesterday, great performance by many in California reading the grievances, all came in their yellow vest. Why did they do that? Well, why did I wear a yellow vest and read the grievance number 47? That's because we support what's going on in France. Because the same people we're fighting here in California. Hello? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Theresa May, 4.4. Earthquake jolt Tennessee, felt in Atlanta. Strongest in 45 years. But they've had them in Tennessee, by the way. It's not like it's a shocking. They've never had one. They have them. They absolutely have them. I think we're going to, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to go ahead and climb in with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. We're going to bring him up. And a little bit later, 215-867-8255 is the call-in number. Got a lot of things going on. By the way, yesterday, like I was saying, the Yellow Vesters showed up for New California. Gaggles of them all around the state. raising the ire of security officials. I might add, it's just one of those things that that was going on yesterday. It was kind of interesting what was happening. We did our little reading of the grievance, and the sheriffs come out and say, "What's going on here?" what is going on here? And so they said, "Oh wow, you know, I don't know." I waved at them as I was driving away, and nothing. But you know, when you have a whole gaggle of people dressed in the yellow vest, and it becomes very problematic. Well, with us right now is Scott Adams. Scott, hello. Good morning.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad you came on so early with us. Of course, it's not so early for you. It's 9:21 in the morning over there. Over here, it's 6:21, which is kind of early. I'm having my... We're just now starting to nurse down the second pot of Agenda 21 Radio Brew.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh,
uh-huh. You know, it's a little too late maybe for Theresa May, who's going to up against a no vote. It's looming, you know. They're even closer to that countdown than we are here on the East Coast, over in little old England across the pond. Theresa May is up against a no vote. You know, basically, if she gets that no vote, she's in big trouble.
Yeah. And actually, she's in real big trouble. I guess of the conservatives, everybody's kind of going nuts with her and how she's behaved. And of course, this isn't anything new to you and I, but it's starting to become really big image or problem for her there, and also throughout Great Britain.
Well, she's just not handling the whole negotiations well with the European Union. You know, when Jean-Claude Juncker eats your lunch, it doesn't speak well for, you know, England, who is a very proud country. And, you know, they were dominant at one point. You know, they should not be pushed around, but they really should have allowed themselves to get into this position to begin with. And I think other countries are taking note, and they're looking to see how this – see, that's the thing about Jean-Claude Juncker. He knows people are watching. And this is a playbook that's playing out. And there's a lot of countries, I think, that want to now consider – they're considering, and they perhaps want to leave.
Yeah, they want out. France might be, of course, one of those countries that wants out.
Well, hello, Germany. Merkel's not really going to have any say. Now, Merkel wants to be in because she thought she was going to be a dominant player with the European Union, but she's being kicked out by her own party, and the people hate her over there. I mean, most of the people that have to live with this open migration thing, you know, the aristocrats in Europe, they don't have to live with all of this open migration and this extreme poverty and this extreme competition for jobs and wealth. I mean, they don't have to compete. These people, these migrants, aren't living in their neighborhoods. You know, just like in California, you know, these people coming up from a caravan in Tijuana, they're not moving into Beverly Hills. You know, they're not moving into Barbara Streisand's guest room.
Yeah, you know, it's like Maxine Waters. She doesn't even live in her district. And if you go down to her district, it's Poverty Row.
But she doesn't live there. She lives in, you know, a completely out of her district up in the Hollywood Hills. Just right. I thought I'd throw that one in there.
To happen, you no. know. But what we were talking about on our show, too, is this exploitation. It's not just enough of, you know, this exploitation of what California's been doing. And the reason why Trump, you know, had that showdown in the Oval Office yesterday, the reason why Trump decided to focus the morsels of cash that he was given to build a wall strictly in California was because California is not cooperating with immigration laws. They're giving people voter ID cards. There's loopholes galore. And basically, when they get these identification cards and these protections under Sanctuary City, I think what's happening really out of California is identity theft, where people are processing a person's identity in California and literally, without their knowledge, stealing their identity, moving them to a battleground district, wherever it is in the country. And with the exploitation of mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting, they're able to actually vote for this person who's not allowed to vote. So they tell the person, you're not allowed to vote. But they actually have loopholes where it's all based on the honor system. You've heard about that, right, Paul?
Sure. Well, we have it out here.
They take this person. They actually move them to an address that may be the UPS store, right, in Timbuktu, Missouri.
Or vacated buildings, which is what they do here.
District there. They can pull off a victory in Georgia or anywhere else. And this person, this poor person, is a victim of identity theft because they've moved. They have a head. You know, they basically have a body that they can then process with an identification and literally virtually is the key word, virtually move them because they're no longer doing buses anymore. That's too revealing. That's too expensive. So they're virtually moving them to counties and districts all over America with that body count and that identifier. And that's how they're doing it. And these, and so they exploit these. So that's why the Democrats always want mail-in ballots. They could be bought. They could be harvested. They could be misused. And so we really do have to reconsider getting back to where you have to show up at a voting booth, pull the curtain, yeah, and vote.
Well, you know, see, this is what I was telling everybody before is, you know, for years now, you know, since the 2016 election, I've been telling people, look, don't let California influence the rest of the nation with the scheme that they have for ballot harvesting and, you know, the provisional ballot system and all that stuff. It's corruption. And of course, now it's spread. We see it more and more.
Well, satellites. You could look at Rahm Emanuel as a satellite of California's.
Yes.
You know, California is like the root of the cause. Right.
Right. Right.
So California is sort of like the root. That's where the faucet is. And then there's satellites throughout the country. In the Midwest, it might be Rahm Emanuel in Chicago. On the East, it might be Mayor Kenney from Philadelphia or Big Bird de Blasio in New York. You know, so, I mean, this is what's really happening. Are these mayors in these key city centers all over the country are setting up people like Brenda Snipes in Broward County, right? And they're working with California in this corruption of election fraud. And they use the word suppression as if a black person doesn't know how to go out and get an ID, you know, which is completely bogus and a disrespect and a slap in the face to any black person in America.
And they get a judge who, of course, supports that. That's the other thing is they've got the right judges in the right places. They're going to support any notion of voter ID. No, we can't have a picture ID or anything like that, except in a few localized states. But they take that one away from everybody. We come up to a break right now. We're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. We're talking about voter harvesting, voter fraud. Theresa May, a little bit of a problem. And, of course, the shootout that took place yesterday in the in the Oval Office with, well, there's only one man standing. That was, of course, Donald Trump. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And we're talking about a number of things. We just had another ISIS attack, Al-Akbar, shooting up a Christmas-themed holiday market, Christmas market in France. And, of course, that's just sort of the little few things going on. Nancy Pelosi and Trump and Schumer go at it, and there's only one man left standing as a result of it. Anyway, Scott, I want to get back into this whole thing about voter fraud, because I think that this is such a quintessential moment in our nation's history. We've got to confront this and put a stop to this, because really the whole system, the whole Republican form of governance is gone if you have this level of voter fraud. It's a very sophisticated program. But you can parse it out, and you can see where the illegalities lie. It's just a matter of people in states doing something about it.
Right. And we, you know, you wonder how we get here, right? It's like you understand why they're committing the fraud, because they don't have the arguments to be made. They can't win the argument. And we know that. We always say, how is this even a conversation? How does someone like Ocasio-Cortez get elected when she doesn't even like know where Jerusalem is, or you know, she thinks that somehow she's going to sanction Don Jr. because he speaks up too much on Twitter. I mean, all these weird things that come out of these people's mouths, whether it's open borders and abolish ICE and promote sanctuary cities, is a recipe for what? We know it's a recipe for disaster. They want to make this argument. Some of them, you know, they can't be that stupid. It's got to be some sort of an exploitation. But the biggest problem is that the media lets them get away with it. Just like, when was the last time you watched mainstream media and you basically see that they don't call Chuck Schumer to the carpet? You know, you were talking about
right. The
shootout in the Oval Office. Well, Nancy Pelosi is going to find out that she was wrong and Trump was right when they actually take that to a vote. Trump played them royally. When Trump said, basically, Nancy, you know, we have the votes. We could easily get it done in the House. She said, you don't have the votes. And she's going to find out that Trump is right, that they do have the votes, and that it's going to be passed over to the Senate. And what Trump said to Schumer was, I can't get 10 votes in the Senate, so I don't have the votes, but I don't have it in the Senate. I have them in the House. She said, you don't have them in the House. He says, I do. Well, now they're going to put it on the floor. And McCarthy thinks they have the votes. So now what's going to happen is you're going to get the votes in the House, pass it to the Senate, and guess what? The Senate's going to block it. Guess who's going to own the shutdown? Despite the fact that Trump says, I want it. I'll wear that with a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Sort of like Tim Cook said, I'll censor with a badge of honor, which is the exact opposite of the American way. Trump says, I'll wear border security as a badge of honor. And Chuck Schumer basically is going to own this shutdown again. And it's going to be like, well played, sir. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump outplayed them all.
Well, he's going to flip the script on him, and he's telling them that he's going to flip the script on him. Just give him a little bit of time here, just a few more days, and he'll flip it.
They walked and right into his domain.
He just walked right in.
Right into it. And he just outplayed them because they're not used to playing rough ball like that. They're not used to playing hard ball.
No, and the transparency issue was just that was something they were most embarrassed to be there. And I was explaining in the first part of the show is that it was very obvious. They thought they were walking into the meeting and the cameras are going to be there and then the cameras are going to leave. Well, guess what? The cameras didn't leave and the meeting was conducted right in front of them, in front of the public. And we got a glimpse of what that really looks like with those two characters, and they were most uncomfortable. Their body language was terrible.
I actually think that they also tried to act a little bit tough, and I think that they kind of said, we're going to stand our ground, you know, because that's what our voters would want, our Democratic fringe would want. And I think that Trump called their bluff on it and pushed back harder and then put them on the spot. And they were in an uncomfortable space at that point. And then it was only after they got out of the Oval Office that they started talking nonsense about skunks and tantrums, you know, which is juvenile, to say the least. You know, the fact is when they say that the wall doesn't work, they're lying to you. And when Chuck Schumer says that he doesn't support – in 2009, Chuck Schumer was clear. He supported border security. In 2015, Hillary was campaigning on that. In 2006, Obama was talking about it. You know, basically, the Democrats have a big, huge problem. And the problem is that they are the ones that did a complete 180 flip-flop on this particular issue. And the media won't call them on it. The media won't challenge them. And this is a real problem because it's the media that's allowing the Democrats to get away with murder, whether it's ballot harvesting or fraudulent mail-in ballots, whether it's globalism, whether it's open borders and abolishing ICE and the ridiculousness of any of these issues. They won't challenge them on it. And the same thing is true, really, with, you know, this whole Spygate or how they're coming. You know, if you listen to the media the last week, they were talking about these are the end days of the Trump administration. He's going to be impeached. He's not going to finish whatever.
Right, right.
What are they talking about? They're talking about a $100,000 payment that he paid from his own cash to hush a hooker or a porn star. Well, it turns out now that porn star has to pay him $300,000 and a $1,000 sanction for a meritless lawsuit that the judge said. And who's her attorney but a guy that beats women? You know, so, I mean – this is coming full circle, but the media covers one part of the story, but they don't cover the full part of the story,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I really think that the fake news mainstream media is, in fact, the enemy of the people and the biggest problem, because it's what's allowing this nonsense to actually even be debatable.
Well, you know, it's being paid. Really, the mainstream media, they're getting their money from people like George Soros and those folks. That's really where they're getting their money from, or they're doing business with those people that are only aligned with them and anti-Trump. This is a very, very dangerous point in American history, and I don't think a lot of people realize it. And that's why we exist, and of course, Red State Talk Radio and all the things that we're doing out there, because we're trying to bring the truth as we see it and as we report it, and we're like really spot on, actually, where the mainstream media does not report any of this stuff because they've got their bias of hatred, especially towards Donald Trump, who's anti-globalist, I might add. And now, how's it working out for the globalists when you take a look at France these days? Or now, New California, out here in California, we're gaining just huge momentum out here. Yesterday, we donned the yellow vest for the first time at reading of our grievances. So all of New California is going to be wearing yellow at all of our grievances in the weeks ahead. So this is not just going to stop in France, and it's not going to stop with Donald Trump. This is a movement of anti-globalism that is spreading and spreading quickly.
Well, they don't know what it's like to be challenged because
right.
they never were challenged. You
know, right.
They're aristocrats. How could a poor person challenge me? I'll shut them down. I'll starve them to death.
It's like the French Revolution.
But the middle class is growing. And Tucker Carlson said something 2 days ago that I've been on this bandwagon for a long time. And that is Trump's whole agenda is about rebuilding and re-energizing the middle class.
Yep.
Because remember we were talking about weeks ago about the top 20, the bottom 20, and the middle 60 being the middle class, and the upper part of the middle class is kissing up to the aristocrats, and the bottom part of the middle class, what was under Obama, slipping into the poverty. And there was just that little sliver of 20% that represented the sweet spot of conservatism, because they think for themselves. No one's going to tell them how to raise their kids. No one's going to tell them what school to go to, you know, so on and so forth. All the conservative values. And no one's going to tell them what their religion is, you know, so on and so forth. But Trump is rebuilding that back up.
Well, we got the music coming up, and right now we're with Scott Adams and the Scott Adams Show. We got a commercial here, so stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We have a shot right now. We're going to be playing Donald Trump yesterday.
I think American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House, the Trump shutdown. You have the White House. You have the Senate. You have the House of Representatives. You have the votes. You should pass it.
No, we
right
don't
now.
Have the votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House.
And we don't
you
have.
You could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but I can't, excuse me, but I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is you can get it started that way.
It doesn't help for me to take a vote in the House where I will win easily with the Republicans. It doesn't help to take that vote. Because I'm not going to get the vote of the Senate. I need 10 senators. That's the problem.
You have the White House. You have the Senate.
Well, anyway, Scott, that's a little bit of the barbing going back and forth yesterday. And
I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I watched it over and over again like I watched that Miami Dolphins play against the Patriots. I just keep watching it over. I love it.
Yeah.
It was like one of the coolest moments I've ever seen. In the White House. It was unbelievably great.
Well, this
but
clip.
You know what I was saying, too?
Hang on a second. I want to clarify something because this clip came from NBC News. And as I was looking at it, during the break and everything before I queued it up, it was heavily, heavily cut up and edited. I just wanted to let you know about that because there was a lot of barbing going on between some of the conversation that just did not make it on the screen at NBC News. Just thought I'd point that out about the fake news because Trump was really taking them to task, and certainly not demonstrated by NBC News in this clip. Just thought I'd throw that one in there.
Trump
fake news.
Said to Nancy, "I have the vote." She said in the House, and she was trying to say that she still is powerful in the House and she can control anything, and she can't really. She doesn't have the power in the House. There's a lot of people that campaigned on border security that happen to be Democrats that aren't going to sell out for Nancy Pelosi. So she's got a wake-up call coming. She's not a master negotiator or master legislator like she tries to claim she is.
No, not at all.
But, you know, the other part is Trump is the nationalist. He's self-proclaimed nationalism. And what I was talking about all those classes before the break, is what we were about to talk about too, which was the, what's happening in France and Strasbourg and what's happening with Theresa May and her no vote, and what's happening in Germany, with Merkel being ousted by her own party pretty much. I mean, the three most powerful globalists in the world have approval ratings down around 20%. Their unemployment rates are up in double digits. Mm-hmm. And they're taxing their people to death, and the people can't stand the open border policy. They want something different. They want sovereignty. And they're chanting in the streets in England and with UKIP and in France with the yellow vests. They're chanting Trump. If only Trump could be here to save us, just like we are saying Trump is here to save us here in America. You know, Trump is just one man, but he is one for the ages. People are going to look back at this period in time. History is going to look positively at what Trump's contribution was to the world.
Well, there's a time purportedly, I can't verify this. Somebody has sent me a picture of Donald Trump on Time magazine wearing a yellow vest. And I thought that was kind of hysterical.
Know, you just reminded me that they just picked Khashoggi as the man of the year. When will Time stop slapping America in the face and pick American haters? Literally, this guy praised 9/11 and hates America. And Colin Kaepernick refuses to stand for the flag. You know, and these are the types of people that they choose time and time again, no pun intended, as their man of the year, their person of the year, whatever they want to call it. It's completely irrelevant at this point. Trump should have been man of the year.
Yeah, well, in due time. But Khashoggi, that was obviously an insult about, you know, United States that Time magazine's throwing out there. Typical haters of the United States. Anyway, but the Yellow Vesters, just to let everybody know, came out yesterday as New California, and the New Californians read their grievances all adorned in yellow vest all throughout the state yesterday, which I thought was very telling because, you know, the globalists in France are the same globalists with Jerry Brown. Same thing. It's the exact same thing. And it's what you were talking about earlier, you know, that all of a sudden you have all these poor folk and they don't know what they're doing. Now they're rising up like they are in France. This is, you know, I did a thing on the, when was this? I think it was Monday or Friday. I did a thing on the French Revolution. And the similarities between now and then are just absolutely stunning about, you know, the poverty, the high, you know, the people pushing back against the elites, the ones that aren't affected by, because they have so much money, you know, they don't have to pay the taxes don't mean anything to them. But on the other end of it, you got the middle class who's being squeezed. And the problem in Europe, Scott, which is not a problem in California, the middle class can pick up and leave to go to one of the other 49 states and where they have a better economic opportunity. But in Europe, the French just can't pick up and leave and go to Germany. The same economic barriers are there. They're kind of self-contained in this totalitarian mindset of a socialist economy.
Well, yeah, I mean that's why I think that the middle class is the most important. I don't want to say agenda, but you know the most important part of what Trump is representing. Because without a middle class, you don't have a country. Without a border, you don't have a country. You need borders, but you need a strong middle class. And the reason why the Tom Steyers of the world are trying everything they can, or George Soros trying everything they can to kill the middle class, literally kill them. Like Obama was trying to redistribute wealth when Joe the Plumber was talking. He says, we're going to spread it around a little bit. Well, yeah, spread around on steroids and globalism and Paris Accord. Trump decided to pull out of the Paris Accord. And now the people are revolting against Macron about climate, you know, gas tax.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's why they're chanting Trump, Trump, Trump.
but see, the middle class tests and challenges because they have a degree. They may not be rich, but they have a degree. They have children, they have a religion, they have a house, they have people to feed, they have a car payment. You know, they're basically saying, hey, keep your money, your crummy hands out of my pockets and allow me to live my life the way the Constitution guaranteed me. You know, that Bill of Rights gives me life, liberty, freedom, and the pursuit of happiness. Stay out of my way. And Tom Steyer's like, no. And the guy's like, you know, some big bad, you know, construction worker says, let's, you know, test me, right? So Tom Steyer doesn't want to be challenged. You know, George Soros doesn't want to be challenged. The professors that are intolerant don't want to be challenged. And the editors of newsrooms don't want to be challenged. The director of a film doesn't want to be challenged. So these liberals that tout free speech and, you know, open debate, they're not about that. Just look at what Nancy Pelosi did yesterday. Let's do this behind closed doors when the cameras aren't around.
Yeah. not working for you, girlfriend.
Trump was the one that used the word transparency and promoted it and said, no, transparency is good, Nancy. That's what he said.
I got to get your comment on what you thought about Mike Pence sitting there in the chair.
Mike Pence, yeah. Yeah, Mike Pence. I almost thought you were talking about Pompeo for a second. But yeah, Pence. Pence seemed uncomfortable and yet confident. You know, I think he knew that this was going to go well for Team Trump. But he also thought it was interesting. You know, I was a little surprised he didn't speak up himself on this, but I guess that's the protocol.
Right, right.
But yeah, you know, I saw him as confident, but squirming a little, like, whoa, this is getting a little crazy.
Well, the head bobbing back and forth, yeah, right and left between Trump and Pelosi and Schumer and Trump and Pelosi and Schumer.
He reminded me a little of one of those bots in an Austin Powers where they just sort of blow in a gasket.
Yeah, or watching a tennis match. Same thing. Well, back and forth and back and forth. And, of course, anyway, I thought that the drubbing, basically, and I made the analogy early in the show that this reminded me of the Nixon-Kennedy debate in which on TV, Kennedy won straight up, and on the radio, it was Nixon who won. But the visual here was just terrible overall for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Chuck
were skulking.
Was curled up in a fetal position on the sofa.
He was. That was a fetal position. He was just totally uncomfortable. But just based on that, of course, in the visual, this is the...
By the way, Trump, did you see Trump was on the balls of his feet sitting down?
Oh, yeah.
He was still on the balls of his feet.
Yeah. He's ready to go, man. And he's going. He's not just ready. He's going. When you're back on your heels, you're back on your heels. I mean, literally. Anyway, tell us how we can get a hold of you because we're running out of time here.
Sure. ScottAdamsShow.com, 8 a.m. weekdays, live on Red State Talk Radio. Check out RedStateTalkRadio.com while you're at it.
Yeah, you know, and one of the big talk monsters, you got a lot more people listening to Red State Talk Radio now more than ever, and we really do appreciate everybody's listenership right here on Red State Talk Radio, and of course, the Agenda 21 Radio. Really do appreciate it. So anyway, Scott, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Paul. Take care.
Awesome. So Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here with us on Agenda 21 Radio. And yeah, the balls of his feet. In fact, if you take a look at the pictures, and we'll have the video up on the YouTube or up on New California on the website. Excuse me, Agenda 21 Radio. You can see he's actually on the balls of his feet sitting. Seated, you know, he's at the end of the chair. He's charging. He's in full on mode. Chuck Schumer is all curled up on the couch in the fetal position. Literally, he's in the fetal position. So, it was a big day. I think it was a big victory in terms of the discussion piece. We're going to play more of this. I just played a little bit from NBC. It was heavily edited, and I think that's really unfortunate that they do these things. But you know, they want to. It was obviously designed to get the best out of Nancy Pelosi's performance in front of Trump. And again, I say that again. There were some times in which they were very good at defending their position, but it was clearly they were caught off guard to have to defend it in front of the media like that. So that was the get for Trump. He believes in transparency, and he's going to get it. And anytime they come to the White House from now on, they're going to have to be on their guard. If they even show up again. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That is the shortcut, a21r.com. We'll get you to Agenda 21 Radio and also newcaliforniastate.com. The Yellow Vesters. Check out the story about the Yellow Vesters from yesterday in the grievance reading. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.